Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, January 20th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Google CEO Sundar Pichai published an op-ed in the Financial Times outlining the need for world governments to set regulations on artificial intelligence. In it, he argues that companies cannot let market forces dictate how AI advances will get used, and that governments can adapt existing legal frameworks like the EU's GDPR to oversight AI rather than passing new legislation, saying that any new laws must take a proportionate approach, balancing potential harms, especially in high-risk areas, with social opportunities. He also stated that international alignment is needed to make the standards work. Bloomberg reports that ByteDance has rapidly built a gaming division by buying up studios and acquiring exclusive title distribution rights, according to sources. The gaming division reportedly has over 1,000 employees, with plans to release its first two titles this spring, with a massively multiplayer online game with Chinese fantasy elements in the pipeline, according to sources. The game will reportedly be released worldwide and not limited to a China-only release. ByteDance has released several ad-supported casual mobile titles distributed through its mobile apps, but its new gaming effort will be a completely separate endeavor. Google's Director of Product Management for Chrome OS, Khan Liu, told Android Police's David Ruddick that Google is working to bring Steam to Chromebooks. Liu said that this was made possible by Chrome OS's Linux compatibility. For reference, Steam is already available for Linux. Chrome OS users can install Steam using Linux compatibility mode, but there's no official support, and reportedly the performance is not very good. More powerful Chromebooks are apparently on the way that should make playing Steam games more viable. Instagram removed the IGTV button from its app homepage. A spokesperson told TechCrunch that the change reflected a lack of use by users and an attempt to keep the interface simple. Users can now choose IGTV as a source on the Instagram app upload tool as well. The longer-form IGTV experience can still be accessed through the Instagram app using in-feed teasers or a tab in the Explore page. Sensor Tower estimates that since launching 18 months ago, IGTV has been downloaded by 7 million of Instagram's 1 billion users, with 1.1 million downloads in the U.S. TomTom announced it closed a deal with Huawei to provide maps and services for the company's smartphone apps. According to a TomTom spokesperson, the deal closed some time ago, and it's only now being made public. The deal will give Huawei access to TomTom's maps, traffic information, and navigation software for app development. UK ISP BT announced that three of its service plans will come with Stadia Premier Edition. That gives you a white Stadia controller, Chromecast Ultra, and 3 months of Stadia Pro. The plans that include Stadia range from £40 to £50 a month, with speeds from 67 megabits per second to 300 megabits per second. The offerings are good through January 30th, with a new offering planned for February 7th. Gerard Williams led mobile chip development at Apple for a decade, but left the company in February 2019 to start Nuvia, spurring a breach of contract lawsuit from Apple. Santa Clara County's Superior Court Judge Mark Pierce rejected Gerard's petition to drop the suit, which claimed that the clause in his Apple contract violated California law that allows for developing new business while employed elsewhere. Judge Pierce said the law doesn't allow an employee to plan and prepare to create a competitive enterprise prior to termination if the employee does so on the employer's time and with the employer's resources. The judge also denied Williams' assertion that Apple invaded his privacy by reviewing text messages critical of the company and denied Apple's request for punitive damages. Google Cloud announced a partnership with Airtel, India's third largest telecom operator, which will offer G Suite to small and medium businesses as part of the telco's service portfolio. Airtel serves over 325 million people in India, including 500,000 small and medium businesses. Microsoft announced a similar deal with India's largest telco, Reliance Jio, back in August. Mobile app developers have filed a class action lawsuit in the U.S. against Facebook. The suit claims Facebook identified and categorized potential market threats, then extinguished those threats by cutting them off from access to Facebook's data. And finally, Samsung Electronics named Roh Tae-moon as the new CEO of its smartphone division. Outgoing CEO DJ Ko will continue to head Samsung's IT and mobile communications divisions. Roh will continue to focus on building Samsung's reputation for device quality and to further expand shipments into India and China. Roh has been with Samsung since 1997 and oversaw development of Galaxy mobile devices. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.